What were your thoughts about the Topo 2 data he presented this year?
I wrote an editorial, actually, a few months ago in JCO about this Topo 2 thing. I think Topo 2 is, it has some merit, but the question is that right now we have no standard test. We don't know what we are measuring, and everybody might be measuring something different and calling Topo 2 overexpression. I think we need to develop assays which are consistent, and it needs to be prospectively looked at to see whether it merits therapy-based decision made on this one test. All these data are retrospective. There is no data which is prospective with topoisomerase 2 information.
You know, just kind of looking at those slides, it looked like the story that was being told last year from that trial, i.e. the Topo 2, would be a good way to determine whether or not to use an anthracycline with these HER2-positive patients, looked to me like it had kind of gone away.
It disappeared completely.
Yeah, so it's like gone. I was stunned.
The thing is also BCIRG-007 data, which was presented in metastatic setting in HER2-positive patients last year in ASCO, by John Forbes. That was the patients who were getting taxane, Herceptin, or taxane, Herceptin, and with the platinum compound. Platinum compound did not add to response rate, duration of response, or survival. Every endpoint was identical, except patients had substantially more toxicity. I think there may be patients who may benefit from the platinum-based compound, but we still haven't identified that.